Yeah.
It's the baseline. And you won't go, yeah. Well, if I have a crackly voice, or have something in my mouth, I should try some cheese. See if I can do Barry White. I chew on food. Oh, good, baby. No, I can't do the laugh. I'm just loading all the audio stuff. Okay. There we go. Everything's good.
Oh snap.
Yeah, it's working. Great. So, welcome to Studio Two Reacts. Welcome to Studio Two Live. I'm having coffee today. I'm having a rock star. Exorance, blue ras, it's clear. What's that? Wait a second. Blue raspberry. Looks nothing like blue ras. It tastes like it. It's gonna be artificial. Is the world going to artificial? I got this. Looks like beef jerky. I forgot which brand. This looks familiar. It's not the Slim Jim. It's a different brand. Artificial. Artificial meat. Artificial drinks. Artificial cheese. How do you, one day they'll get it. Artificial strawberries and cucumbers. So artificial, if they can do this blue ras in clear water. It's not from clear water, it's like vitamin B, it's a little sodium, niacin, magnesium, a little bit. And who knows? Natural flavor. There's natural flavor in there. Jeez. There's caffeine. A bunch of stuff. Holy cow, right? Sorry, it's the beef jerky. It's very hard to chew. It's getting really tough. But anyway, artificial, like holy cow, right? They were making the stuff before artificial intelligence came in. Now we got artificial intelligence. We're in the beginning of it. Activate by your cell phone. So wait a second, remember? I don't know if you remember. I remember. I remember reading articles about 20 years ago about wireless charging already. It's like, not you attach a device to a magnet thing. Actual wireless charging. I'm talking about have a station in your house. It will send a signal, a wire, kind of like a mobile signal to devices, and you will charge it. Yeah, that's a tech. And they just went away. Like, where did it go? And they had a flexible member reading the company in California, making a flexible LED screens. You can just, the piece of glass, thin, slow, flexible, you just paste it in a window, you can touch a window, that would be, you can see the weather, all that stuff. Where did that go? Disappeared. The company disappeared. It got bought out by the big guys. Like, holy cow. What else they got, right? Yeah, I think. So how many artificial stuff they got, too? Now, I saw a bunch of videos. I saw Max Egan's video. So they were talking about the little nano stuff in your blood. One drop of the, I'm not sure all the vaccine, but they test the vaccine. One drop of vaccine's got thousands of these tiny little mini pots in your body. It's activated by itself. Artificial. I'm sure it's in everybody now. Like this time, you try to be stay away. It's in the air because somebody got it, and if they're shedding, you're just breathing in. They're shedding in the public space. The only way to avoid it is go to a country that has a big non-citizen has the vaccine yet. That's what I'm thinking. Like, maybe that's the only way. And if you have it, I guess you have to do the thing that I do, which I learned from Clip Eye. Yeah. Glutathione, NAC, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D. Can get some zinc. Zinc's really for like cold and stuff, but sometimes I take it. If somebody gets cold, gets sick around the house, you're like, yeah, I'm taking those. Summer times, I usually don't, because I'm out a lot in the sun. So, yeah. Holy cow, right? Artificial. What? And people are like, what? Here you go.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. We got the stuff. They're making us artificial. They're going to make everybody artificial. They're going to make everything artificial. So you'd be like, I was thinking about that with the augmented reality where Apple's going to introduce that, I think, WWDC. They announced it, yes. Was it yesterday or the day before? They're going to have that system. It will start like that. And then you'll be like, oh. It's like the video game. Not video game. The movie. The Free Guy. It'll be like that. Or even the new Matrix movie. Till the end. Where Neo meets Neo and Trinity met with what's her name? Niobe. That part. No. Even that stupid slab, that's artificial. They planted that, right? What's real? Guess what, if you have a skill set, like a natural skill set, none of this, I can play video games, like no other, like no skill set, like basic stuff, like cooking, playing instruments, like acoustic instruments, know how to sing, You know the pitches. He can read notes and sing. Even just like, whatever. Know how to dance. Know how to skateboard. Know how to surfing. Ride a bike. Those stuff. If I had those skill sets. Hey. Wouldn't that be great? You won't be artificial. If you can run, you can jog. That's not artificial. One day. But they're trying. I don't know what's going to happen. I think it's going to be something else happening. On everything artificial. Remember even reading about like artificial leaves. Like years ago, they figured out this material that can make fake trees and will take in carbon dioxide and change into oxygen. It will collect the carbon and store it, and it can use carbon for something. Like, what? Get out. Oh, I gotta find a sound clip. Get out.
Who's this? Who's they?
Yeah, who's they? They're the one. They are the one. Well, I mean, it's big. It's the big guys and the companies they hold. With this artificial stuff. If they can. If they cannot, they're jacking in. Right, that's only the other way. Because you go to virtual world and be like, hey, you can artificially generate this. You can have it. Let me see. Obama backs Biden after sad video shows people flocking to him, ignoring president. Yeah, who's the president now? Who's control? You know what's gonna happen. A lot of people don't believe it, but I think so. I think it's time. I know some people are busy. Being talking about it. It's like, mass arrest, drumming. I guess it's coming. So they were right, but can't put time on those things. But will it be mass? Will it just be something else? Who knows? It won't be super fast. I think it'll be slow. It might pick up speed, but I don't think so. Max Egan. The latest video, he's correct about one thing. It's like, oh, the White Hat's going to save us. No, the White Hat would do certain things and get what they want. Like any other, even like hackers, right? White Hat hackers, they would get what they want and they're like, yeah, we got it. Yeah. So what about us? Like, you're on your own, buddy. That's all they are. That's what we are. Yes, we'd be saved on certain things. The rest, it takes you with a skill set to make it. Which we have to relearn everything. You gotta teach. If you're old enough, you can teach kids. You gotta teach kids how to do. How to, this, not just discernment, just the basics. Of what we were before internet, before the media and stuff. Oh, we handle things of humans handle things and notice difference. Notice the different tone, tonality of the person who speaks, their facial actions and stuff. Because kids got so used to, like, on their phone, they're not looking at faces anymore. They don't know expressions. Right? The young people, they don't know if you're angry or not. You gotta teach the kids again how to do the stuff. Even the older kids. How about veganism ruined the world up the restaurant? Oh, on a new post. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, probably. Gonna stir this. We want meat. Meat. I want meat. It's gonna be artificial meat. They have it ready. How about artificial cows? They just, you know, chop them up and meat. How can you do that? How do you do that? I don't know. It's gonna be strange. This is, I don't know, it's already a strange world, but now it's gonna be new. Whoever's coming, whoever comes out, it's gonna be ready for it. It's just stranger and stranger. Artificial romances. Artificial rocket ships. There's a real one, and then there's one just like, yeah, we don't want to be that too. Let's send it. It doesn't work. Whoa, what's this? Fashion. I'll need my fetish gear for recycled tires. Do you want a fetish? Do you want a fetish gear for recycled tires? So you can save the planet. Oh, no. I mean, sometimes I think about it. Okay, that's nice. What about everyday wear? Is it made from tires? Too? I mean, it's cool. People do that. You do a little part. The planet doesn't need to be saved. You know that? Do you know that? The planet doesn't want you, me, cows or artificial cows to live on the planet. It would kick us out. We'll be done. And what happened? It happened. It already happened in the past. You just keep digging. You're going to find these corpses, skulls. And the deeper you dig, the bigger the skull. The taller people are. Oh, here's the slapping now. More slapping people have been making. It's artificial. The slapping is making artificial slaps. Everybody's slapping. I slap you, slap me. It's going to be a fad, and it's going to be artificially generator that you can thank Chris Rock and Will Smith. You guys started the whole damn thing. Oh, boy. Okay, so Oliver, this is. I heard that there's something coming with the BTC over the weekend, but I don't know what it is. I don't know. Acho, whatever it is. Yeah. So Shanghai has a lockdown extended indefinitely. Sucks. And you ever been to Shanghai? I have. It's a beautiful place. Before they totally killed it. No freedom. I have two relatives that live there still. Like, oh jeez. They're gonna do. Now, a lot of people say, oh, this is that. But you know, some people are born into that environment, and there's nothing they can do about. Just like we're born here. We got the freedom. Well, I wasn't born here. I was born in Taiwan. And I got to eat the greatest food ever made. The greatest Asian food ever made. Even French pastries. Some of the best. The move here, it's like, oh, they don't have this. They don't have that. But we got hamburgers. Yay! Hamburgers. But I grew up here, so. But there, you know, hey, people born into that thing. Can they do something? I don't know. Maybe not. I think majority of people, it's like, I don't have time for to rise up and stuff. I gotta go to work and feed my family. No, nobody can feed your family. Everybody rise up. They get so tired of it. People rise up. Screw you, government. We're gonna take you down. Like, all the people come up. They can't stop it at all. But because the way society works for the past, say, 50 years, because of that, we've been trained to think that way. Like, oh, we don't have the power to. And I got my phone, I got my video games, I got my food. Like my Amazon. Well, for them is what's that thing? What's that guy? Alibaba. I got my dad. I got that. I don't want to give it up. That's the most unartificial thing. Like, to give up all the artificial things. How do you give up artificial stuff? Have something genuine. It's tough. It's really, really tough. Now, am I going to give out this podcast? Yeah, one day. When I don't need it anymore. When the world doesn't need it anymore. If I open a cafe, coffee shop, not cafe, but yeah, I guess cafe, coffee shop. Boy, I'll be chatting with someone. Don't need it. Don't need a podcast anymore. Talk to real people about issues. And I'll be happy. Probably even more happy. Invisible Shield. I already saw this thing. It's a Kickstarter. It's a piece of plastic. It's the way they bend the light and that stuff. They get this weird thing. So basically, you look invisible. It'll be good. I thought about something that I'll be good for. Windows. Privacy windows. Like, maybe bathroom? Shower or something? There's glass and you walk in and people cannot see you. Like, I'm naked. But I can see you. You cannot see me. Or you cannot see outside either. Oh no. Invisible Shields. Kickstarter thing. £50. £50. You'd get a, what is that, 310 to 210 meter. Then you get a big one, get a little one. Oh no. Neat idea, but I just don't see it. What can you do with it? I don't know. I remember seeing this, but in a DARPA video. So maybe DARPA dropped it. Dropping. It's like, yeah, we're not gonna give you money for it. And they need money for it. It's like, maybe. Oh. DeLorean is coming back. Yeah. With electric. Well, I saw part of it already. Other than that, I don't know what's out there. It's very boring, but I've noticed I was speaking about Apple's WWDC, the logo. That logo looks like a Hunger Game thing. Let's see, go to apple.com, WWDC. Where is it? Nothing. Slime. Also Pro. Buy my iPhone Pro. Buy it. I don't want it. Dude. If Steve says so. If Steve's still around. Yeah. But no. What do I need now? What do I need another one for? Okay, so here we go. Developer. Look at that logo. Swift student launch. I didn't want to learn Swift, but then it's like, I don't know. It's not that hard either. But what am I making? Wonder if I can make an anti-artificial thing detective using artificial intelligence to detect detect organic or let me see. iPhone SE, which iPhone's right for you? I heard they're gonna stop iPhone SE. Face ID, I don't want Face ID. What do I need Face ID for? But they, I don't know. Do I need iPhone? I don't need it. What do I need that for? I don't need those big ones. You can still get iPhone 11. Oh, really? No way. How much? It's still like $600. Well, actually, it's not bad. It's about the same price as my iPhone SE with 256 gig. Or is it 256? Oh, I forgot. Right. I have to check again. I don't use it. I use it for phone for a little while, but I'm back on Android service. Let me see what this thing does. About. Where's about? Damn it. General. Legal or regulatory? Okay. Doesn't say anything. You. Don't say. It's from Singapore, though. Oh, I got the 128. It's about the same price. But the iPhone 11 has better camera. Maybe. Well, it has Face ID. I don't want Face ID. Damn it. You can block them. You can permanently block them with the, you know. But then sometimes that thing would just go berserk. Maybe. I don't know. I love the way they do the marketing. Protects your privacy. And they voluntarily give you privacy, give you data to some hackers, fake hackers. Is it really protecting? You're not protected. They say protect. We protect. And they put their, and when they talk, they put their hands, two hands in front. Make a, it's like a welcoming gesture. I say, your privacy. More like the two thumbs up on the hand. One wraps the other one. One fist, the other one wraps it. Inclusive. Thumbs on the hands, like I'm begging. I'm pleading. It's like, yes, we do this. Be careful. Be careful with privacy. Phones, I wouldn't put any personal stuff. I won't put too much personal stuff. I knew that in the beginning. That's what this iPhone I have in my hand, only iPhone I ever bought first time. The only reason is I can back it up. And my Sony phone is, they don't make it anymore. It's like, how do I get the data off that? No. Battery dies. Can't. This one, iPhone, at least I can encrypt it. My saves, my whatever, backup. Encrypt backup. And back it up to my computer. And I backed up that into external hard drive. So in the future, something goes wrong. You could be like, hey, let me get another iPhone and bring it all back. So there's certain things really cool about it, but there's certain things just like it's too intrusive. This is true for everything. Every device you have, or digital device, it's gonna have that thing. iPhone 12. Oh my god. Let me see. How much did that cost? It's $599. Wow. That's not bad. 128. They have 256 gig. I don't need that. 120 is fine. Because I got music. And I don't use iTunes either. I don't use the Apple Music thing. I use Foobar. Wow. For iOS. It's better. It sounds better. It plays FLAC. And I like that. Plays FLAC, plays waves, and it's clean. It's not just like, would you like to join a music service to get all these things? And once in a while I get a pop up, like, no. Just like today, I was going through the Windows update, keep getting that audio thing. That's my motherboard. It's a Realtek. They get this two files. Keep one, install it. So I had to completely disable Windows update from scratch through services. When you go to Windows, thinking of services. Services app. They run as administrator. And there's a whole bunch of stuff comes in. And the stuff you don't want. So there. Even like Windows update. You can be like, have it disabled. Windows update. Actually, I didn't do it with this one. Ooh. Disable everything. And there's a thing called recovery tab. Take no action. And that's it. So you never get an update. You just do manual update if you know how to do that. There's tons of references. Like Tom's Harbor, they have it. I can't find it today, but they have it. Artificial, organic. Even the current, like, you go to supermarkets and stuff, you get this, it's like, oh, it's organic. Yeah, it's grass fed and stuff. And it's like, I don't know. It's just a label. How do we know it's not artificial? How do you know? The only way you can find out is actually say, strawberries. You go to a strawberry field. And you see that. It's like, oh, let me touch a little bit here and then put a little basket and go to the farmer and say, hey, this much. They put it in the whatever, measure it. Like, oh, okay. Maybe $5. All right. That's how you do it. The only way. Or you grow your own plant. Strawberry plant. Cheese, it's going to be tough. Meat is going to be tough. Unless you grow your own cow or pig or chicken. Then do the... Ooh. I've never seen chickens. Like old school. Have old friends. Friends are like old school. Their family's old school. They will grow their own, you know, chicken. Something for eat, the other one for eggs. Say, hey, you want some fried chicken? Yeah, sure. And they go out, get a chicken and they chop the head off. Like, whoa. And see the chicken go around and around. It's crazy. Like, whoa. And chicken tastes great, though, I have to say. Yeah, so, but that's only way you know what you're eating. But now with these packaging stuff, even with this cucumber in my hand right now, is it artificial or is it real? Do I know? I mean, of course this is real, but one day you wouldn't tell the difference. They will make it in such a way, but yeah. And it will be app control. All my cucumber tastes like bacon. Just click, like touch. Like, change complete, you know, taste one of those artificial cucumbers. Hey, taste that bacon. Holy cow, right? One day. They're gonna make it happen, but I don't know how far these things will get. You know, they will get pushbacks, I'm sure. Then again, I don't know where we're going. If the top dogs are getting busted, top of the top dog of the top dog, are they getting busted? The bloodline families, are they getting? Or are they backing off? Or are they saying, hey, we're going to chip everybody? We're going to still continue to chip everybody. We'll make the good guys tell you need to be chipped. We'll find a way to get around them. How do we know? How do you know? We'll be like, oh, you... Yeah, I got a ticket to the go to the moon, Mars, or something. Like, yeah, it's great. And then they show up. And like, oh, we need to put this microchip inside you. Why? Because it's for you to check you don't get any sickness, space sickness. Just gonna check for that, just in case. And it will give you a little, help you a little bit. It's like, oh, okay. Chipping then. Click. Oops. They chipped you. But put Mars aside. The moon aside. I need to go. I like to go to friends to meet up with some old friends. Go to the airport and be like, oh, I need to put a chip on you. So why? Oh, that's, you know, the sun is exploding. Not exploding, but change frequency. The chip's going to help you keep your conscience. They'll chip you. They're going to try to chip you. They control. The way up, the people way up, playing God. Just like we play video games. Do you ever play those video games with like a SimCity or like a basic building things? You control an army or something, or you control a society. You know, do supply chains and stuff. It's like you're playing God. Right? You think, oh, this is fun. This is fun. Video game. Yeah. But then, for the people way up there, they're playing us like we're playing video games. And that's sick. Crazy. And they're making us to do that too, same time. There's one that I started playing for a little bit, but I don't know. Still around. Yellow games. Play around for a little bit, but I didn't get into it as much. It was fun for like basics. But just want to know if I can, if I want to invest in Gala Games or not. So, it's called Townstar. Let me see, here we go. This Townstar. It basically sort of, this is like God mode. You're doing the controlling something. I think that's a reason why I think racing sims or fly sims, because you're actually, you're not playing God, but you're actually inside a simulated machine, which if you learn how to do it, you could probably do it for real. But, because the two flights and I have, both of them have a training mode. The actual, like, what's that thing called? School, ground school mode, where you actually pay for it and you get a license. Ground school, learning from them. It's like for real, but you have to pay a lot. In the end, it gets a tiny little license. Okay, you finish ground school. Now you can actually go out. Go outside your house. Go find an airport. That way, some pilot's school or something, some airport. Little airport, say, hey, I'd like to learn flight. I want to get some time flight. You show them that and be like, okay, good. You don't need to go to ground school. No, you just pay for gas. I'm going to take you up. You go learn the first few things. You know, VFRs. And how to communicate with towers locally. And fly around a little bit, and then we land. You don't land. I land. I'm the teacher. I'll teach you the next lesson. All that stuff. I mean, all that stuff. Right? So I never got used to that. SimCities, and I tried SimCity once, and it just, play for a little bit, and the whole planet went Exodus. Like, wait, can I restart? Nope. The whole planet just green. It fixed itself. Can never have a society in there. Right? Because it changed. Condition changed. You cannot have humans back on the planet again. It's oasis. Far, far. You know, and that's the old one. I don't know if the new one, you can redo it again, but that's teaching you something. Somebody, the game maker, teaching you that. Basic is telling you, even though you're playing game, it's telling you that Earth will help yourself, organically heal yourself. We don't need to heal it at all. Even with the nukes, we don't need to, because there's history of the nukes. Was that Turkey or India? I forgot what country they detect the nuclear device sending off. And this is ancient times. So if ancient times they had nukes, Earth was clean. Clear yourself out. It always does. It filters itself out. So they're going to nuke everybody. Everybody's going to nuke each other. Fine. No, humans won't be on here. No, our souls will leave right away. Or maybe not. Then you heal yourself and but the next, I don't know, intelligence to come. I'm hoping the next intelligence will be dolphins. Imagine walking, talking dolphins. Holy cow, man. No, it won't be walking, talking. They'll be swimming. They still do the geek, but even now, decipher, they're like talking about stuff. Like, hey, remember those humans? Yeah. Hey, remember that guy, Will Smith? And what's the other guy? Chris Rock. Yeah, Chris Rock. You just slap in the face. That was funny. It's going to be like, oh man. The more and more I think of it, just wow. So if it's going to be like that, no worries. Just go out and do things you want to do, really. I'll be like, oh, this, oh, that, oh, my God, virus, oh, it's going, there is something, but to me, from my point of view, it's always, those are excuses to live. It's like, I don't want to have an excuse to live. I want to live. Even I get contracted something, I want to live. I want to feel that. I want to feel that thing. You know, like when you drop in from the surfboard over the ocean, when you drop in, that first feeling of dropping, it's like it just, there's nothing like it. It's nothing, you feel it, it's like, man, this is awesome. And listen, we just sit there and listen to the ocean wave comes, like, and that sound, just there's nothing like that. It's amazing. So, yeah, if you know what that feels like, or you want to feel like that, what's stopping you, right? What is artificial stuff stopping you? Well, maybe just go out and do it and see what happens. Try it. Try it, why not, right? Hey, never, it doesn't hurt. Maybe it will hurt a little bit, but it really doesn't hurt to try something. Give it a shot. Okay, so that's it for today. Only person showed up. Muhammad Mahdi. So, have a wonderful day, Muhammad Mahdi, and anybody else who listen to this. Anybody else, they, who's they listening to?
Who's they?
I love that one. Who's they? Yeah, have a wonderful day. Well, I can keep saying be prepared and stuff, but I don't need to say that because everybody's saying that. Be prepared. Even Costco's and even BJ's now, they have a storageable food showing up. I'm like, oh, whoa, they're selling this stuff. I'm like, oh, something's up. Yeah, just, I don't know. You know, I don't need to say this stuff. All I have to say is just have a wonderful day. That's it. And keep your eye out on things. Go with the flow if you can. And don't get stuck in artificial. Get organic. Be genuine. And have a wonderful day of, was it Tuesday? So Wednesday. It's a recycle day. That's why I know. Wednesday, April 6th, 2022. Have a wonderful day. And I'll be back tomorrow. Ciao.